I'm Greg, alcoholic. It's Friday day, it's October 27, 2008, and this is my home group. And if you're wondering, hey, I've never seen that guy, it's because I just moved here about 3 weeks ago. So this is my home group. I have a sponsor. And if this sucks, you can blame Terry, because I'm really nervous. It's been about a year and a half since I've done this. But so I just start out. You know, I was born and raised in Ohio, just south of Columbus. I have two brother and a sister, mom and dad, normal family. Never really any problem drinking with my parents. Some family members, but you only get to see them Christmas, you know, so it's always a party anyways. The dynamics of that would change later, but that was mostly after I was out of the house. To fit in growing up, what I would do, I never thought I was good enough to be one of you guys or anybody. To fit in, I was always trying to get you to laugh. That was my way of coping, was to get, if I can do something crazy enough to get you to laugh, then you like me. You know, no matter how stupid or dangerous it was, if you were laughing, that meant you liked me. So high school went that way. I was leaving high school, I was the class clown, teacher torment, class devil, second most likely to be on Jerry Springer. So that's the type of career I had in high school. The very beginning of my drinking career starts out with drugs, just because it was easier to get than alcohol in where I'm from, or the part of Ohio I was in. So the first time I used, 15, first time, went rolling, toilet papering. I don't know if any of you guys know what that is. The house we chose, the girl's house that we chose, her brother just happened to be home with a couple of his buddies. They were in the Marine Corps. They came out while we were doing it, and I got punched a couple of times. So immediately, consequences, the first time I ever used. 6 months later, so I've only been using for 6 months, I get caught smoking weed in the bathroom at high school. 10-day suspension, ran away from home. So consequences right away. I've never been a daily user of anything, no matter what it was. I've always been a prime example. It's not how much you use, it's what happens when you do it, because that's my story. When I use it, something bad is going to happen, more than likely. The first time I drank, I was about 16 years old, school night, sat at home after my parents went to bed, drank tequila and Coke. Not a good mixture, but I'm not a drinker at this point, so I don't know what goes with what. So I just wing it. I had to mix it with something, because I'm not drinking straight tequila. It was like 2 in the morning, I'm sitting there watching Dazed and Confused, because that was my favorite movie in high school. I can't watch it anymore. It's just, they don't watch it no more. So the first night I drink, I end up on the back porch smoking a cigarette, talking to my girlfriend on the phone. Throw up all over the back porch. I got school in like 3 hours. I just go to bed. My mom comes to wake me up for school the next day. I'm like, I'm not going. I got sick. I couldn't make it to the toilet. I just went outside. And that worked. So, you know, that's just how I drank. But I really didn't get into drinking. After I got caught in school, I didn't use anything for about a year, right up till graduation. And that's when the drinking really started, because I was getting ready to join the military. I joined the Air Force at 18, 3 months after graduating high school. So you can't do drugs in the Air Force. That's most people who join the military, it's because, you know, I want to get college paid for. I want to go serve my country. I need a discipline. I knew I couldn't use drugs in the military. My town, the town I lived in was a small town, but you could see it. Cocaine and meth was starting to come in, and I didn't want nothing to do with it, because I knew if I touched it, I'm highly addictive to anything. Cigarettes, anything I get addicted to. Food, you know, anything. So I decided, well, I can't use drugs in the military. I'll go ahead and join. And that's really where my drinking career begins, because that's one thing the military does. They don't use, but they drink. And we drink hard, we work hard, we play hard. So that's what I did. Starting right after basic training, I started drinking. And I was on my own, 18 years old, living in a dorm, just like anybody that's been to college. You know how that life goes. You're just drinking as much as you can, as hard as you can, when you can. It's pretty easy in our dorms, because it wasn't just freshmen or sophomores. We had people from 18 to 26 living in the dorm. So getting was not a problem. So that's what I did. And then I decided at some point through the drinking, I met a girl for about 3 months. We had decided, I thought it'd be cool to have a kid. So that's what we did. And That still plays in effect today. I have it. She's 8. She'll be 9 next month. Her birthday is October 28th. So I got sober one day before her birthday. So I was in the psych ward for her birthday that year. It was her 6th birthday. But anyways, just getting jumping ahead. But I was just talking to Terry earlier today. Ex-wife problems, man. I tell you what, all day long. It's been on all day long. So paid consequences for that for sure. It was rewarding. I have two beautiful, beautiful daughters. Anyways, so she did not like my drinking. And for a long time, I'm a blackout drinker. So when I drink, I black out. That's most of the time because that's how I drink. Drink as much as I can, as fast as I can. So I would black out and I would do stupid stuff. I'd yell at her. Mostly what happens is I would take my bad, poor feelings about myself and bring you down and bring her down by tearing into them and getting at what her problems are. And so I'd do that. I'd get drunk one night, tie one on, and I'd take it out on her. And I'd be like, oh, I'm never going to do it again. I learned my lessons, and I'd stay dry for about 2 months, and I'd do it again. And that was pretty much the way it was. We were married 7 years, and that's how it was all the way through there. Just stupid bouts of my drinking. One night, I'm a big Harry Potter fan. So it was like Harry Potter 4, I think, maybe. I got tickets ahead. I bought them online. I'm going to Harry Potter that night, but Friday at work, we had a golf event. So I start drinking. It's like 10 in the morning. I drink like 10 before we're done playing golf. And I go out to the, I'm driving to the movie theater. I'm lucky I didn't get pulled over on the, by the grace of God. I did not kill anybody because that's what I, when I drink, I like to go. So I'm very fortunate that I did not kill someone. But anyways, so I get there and I'm like 2 hours early for the movie. So I decide there's a Hard Rock right by the movie theater. So I go and get some drinks there. A lot of drinks in a short amount of time. I remember leaving Hard Rock, and I remember the sheriffs coming into the movie theater to escort me out. Apparently, on the opening night of Harry Potter, I decided to stand up and start cursing, and, you know, and this is a kid's movie, you know? It's a kid, I'm in a kid's movie doing this. It's just insanity, right? But that was enough, that incident right there was enough, you know, my wife kicked me out. The consequences were enough to get me, I stayed dry for almost a year and a half. I went to two AA meetings right at the very beginning because that's what it was suggested to me. And the first meeting I went to was kind of like a first step because there was like 5 of us there that were new. And so people were telling their many portions of their story. And I heard hiding, you know, I had to hide booze from my wife or significant other. You know, I was drinking every day. Well, that's good for you guys, but I'm not like that. I only drink once a month. You know, how much is what happens when you drink. I missed that part. But I still, the consequences was enough. Losing my kids, losing my wife at the time, was enough to get me to stay dry for a year and a half. And eventually I wore her down, like, you know, a good drunk can do. You wear them down. And I wore her down. And one night it was the Mayweather-De La Hoya fight. And she's like, she was at Walmart, what do you want to drink? Give me a six-pack. And instantly, I hadn't drank in a year and a half, and you think a six-pack would be, you know, good, but immediately after drinking that six-pack, I was in the cooler next door trying to steal more beer from someone else. So immediately, consequences after not drinking for a year and a half. So that was in June. By December, I'm kicked out the house again, you know, just that short period of time. And this Christmas Day, I go into another one of blackout rage, just enter, and then I leave for Iraq in January. So 4 months I don't drink in Iraq because you're not allowed and you get in big trouble, so I don't do it. So 4 months dry and I'm done drinking. Done drinking the whole time I'm over there. Never going to do it again. I'm done. First place we touched down on the way back from Iraq was Bangor, Maine. And this was in May. And I was drunk 1 hour after being in the United States. That's how quick. That's how quick it changed as soon as I got into that bar and I was drunk. And from that point on, I didn't go back to my wife. The consequence of losing my wife and not being able to see my kids every day, drinking mattered more than those. So at that point, it had got to that. So for the next 5 months, I drank how I wanted to drink. I finally could drink as many times as I wanted to, as much as I wanted. No wife nagging. You're not done yet? How many more you got to have? You know, that and it took me 5 months. And at the end of that 5 months, I ended up in a psych ward with cuts all over my arms. That's just, the inside pain was so much that I had to feel something real. And so I ended up in the psych ward. The doctor there was like, I think you should go to rehab. And at first, my first thought was like, oh, I can't miss that much work. But the truth was, I was just hung over most of the time at work. I wasn't working. I was stealing. I was stealing from my employer. But so I went down and I was like, if I leave here, I will drink. Probably the day I get out of here. And I don't want to drink. And that was enough to say, okay, I'll go. So I did 28 days in a rehab in Navarre, Florida. And I've been doing this deal since. It's been great. I didn't really want to do this, but I'm glad I did. A lot of you will get to know me now because it's hard to just meet one at a time. But the first couple months was great. I was on that cloud. I used the group as a whole as my higher power, and that was enough. Used the group as a whole as my sponsor. And about 2 months into the deal, I was like, well, maybe I don't need AA. I would go to NA because I started out doing drugs. Maybe that's what it did. I went to one of those meetings like, I got to get a sponsor. I'm going to lose it. So I got a sponsor that next week, and I still the same sponsor I got today, even though Terry doesn't believe me. He's still there. I will be getting a sponsor down here because I believe in having one that you can see on a regular basis and not only talk to on a regular basis. The sponsor is a key to my recovery, my sobriety. I use him. He knows if I call him in the morning, something's wrong. Because normally I just call him at night, closing the day. But if I call him before like noon, he's like, what's up, man? What's going on? Because something is wrong. And that's all I got. I'm done.